This is the Gaming Outsiders podcast for April 29th of 2013.
Then do a hard cut to a repurposed Imperial Destroyer, which has now been taken over by the Rebels. Commander Luke Skywalker, now a full Jedi Knight, training new Padawans, is using, ironically, his father Anakin's red lightsaber, which will be a symbolic, I think, visual for his battle with how to both bring about the new Jedi Order while still acknowledging his father's fall from grace. As he is training the Padawans, we pan outside of the control window to a nearby asteroid where we see, and please allow me to finish this because it's going to seem like a bit of a jump, we see Thanos, who was the villain teased at the end of the first Avengers movie. Now, Thanos, as you know, owns the Infinity Gauntlet, which has the time gem, the mind gem, the power gem, the space gem, and the reality gem. If he holds the reality gem, that means he can jump from different realities. This will be our link to the Marvel Universe from the Star Wars Universe. We then cut to Earth. Tony Stark realizes that there is...
I know who that is. This is the first person I've known.
Welcome back to the Gaming Outsiders podcast, the podcast for the Gaming Outsiders community. My name is John Meadows. I'm JC Meadows on the message board. And as usual, Eric Kubik's with me tonight, Cube00 on the message boards. How's it going, Eric?
It's going good.
Cool. Polly's not with us tonight. He's still working and doing some special projects on the side, so he's a busy man. So he'll be back with us soon, hopefully. It's been almost a month since we've recorded, but it's been kind of hard to get schedules together, and then I've been having computer issues and all that good stuff. So, but it's good to be back, definitely, for sure. There really hasn't been too much going on since we've been gone anyway, so it's not like we've missed too much other than just had some extra time to play some games, for sure. Eric, what have you been playing?
Well, between, you know, work and stuff, I've been playing a few games. I finally broke down and got Yakuza Dead Souls. I was going to get it through VG5 on the trading sites, when the game trading sites. It was pretty cheap on the point scale.
Yeah.
And I finally got matched for that way, or else I was going to buy it through Newegg. I think they had it for like $16 or $17.
Right.
I've never really played that much of any of the other Yakuza games. I like this game. I wanted to like this game because of the zombies, and I say it's better than Dead Rising. So if you don't like Dead Rising, you probably like this game. Word of the wise, though, there's a lot of backtracking. Story's very Japanese.
Yeah.
A lot of it I don't get. I don't get a lot of the references. And I go, huh, why does that guy have a chain gun for an arm? That's pretty cool, but okay.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's entertaining. I mean, if you want a zombie hacking, it's mindless. So pick it up.
Right.
Had a rough day at work. Play like half an hour, 45 minutes. Yeah.
I've had it, but when I got it, that was when my PlayStation 3 had broken, so I never got a chance to really play it. Now that my PS3's back, I haven't popped it in. So
it's not really a game in the whole Yakuza series. It's like a spinoff,
right?
Much as I was reading about. It is cool, and it sold decently. I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I've also been playing Dead Island Riptide.
Is that
pretty
good?
I got that for review. It's a lot of fun. You can import your characters from the first game. I had like a level 38.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I imported him, but it sucks because you don't bring all your weapons. So I had like high-powered guns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am, you know, stuck with, you know, bare-bones weapons. It is good. It's more of pretty much the same. You're beating up on zombies and stuff, doing missions. Think of it as survival horror co-op, or as people on the KegCast called it, Oblivion with zombies. You know, there's a lot to do, things to see. Co-op gameplay is pretty good.
Yeah.
Drop in, drop out. You get some people know what they're doing, and other times you get idiots.
But of course,
it's fun. I probably played 10 hours of it. I'm almost done, but it's good. Oh, I like it. Cool. It's a lot of fun.
I have the first one on Steam. I'll probably pick it up on.
Yeah, it's
on.
Not, and Deep Silver doesn't really consider it a sequel. Right. I mentioned sort of like I would consider it like Dead Island 1.5 or a big expansion pack.
Oh,
it,
cool.
It is fun. It's fun. They add a new character too. Hmm. It's good at firearms. Mm-hmm. So
cool. Yeah. Well, all I've been playing, I finally finished up Sleeping Dogs before Bioshock came out. Played through it, and then I got Bioshock Infinite and finished it. It's a very interesting game. I liked it a lot. The ending was very interesting, I'll say that.
Spoiler free?
yeah, that's all I'll say. It was very strange, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. Last night I was bored, so I went and picked up the Red Box, the Star Trek game, and what a horrible, horrible piece of poo that is. But I'm going to finish it tonight.
Has it got co-op? You're going to play as Kirk and Spock, and you have to play as new Kirk, or can I bust out William Shatner?
It's got to be the new Kirk and the new Spock, and it's actually their voices, which is kind of cool. But everything else, all the other characters in the game, is like people trying to sound like them. It's just really.
So is it just co-op action game then?
Yeah, third person. It kind of tries to feel like. Mass Effect 3, like a lot of cover and shooting from cover and stuff like that. But I mean, the AI is just stupid. There's so many bugs in the game, it's unbelievable. There was one time where I had to pause the game and get up and let the dog out or something. I come back and unpause it, and all the monsters that I had killed had respawned, and they were just standing there. You could walk up to them and poke them in the eye. And they would just stand there and look at you. I'm like, really? Okay.
It's another game to capitalize on a license.
Mm-hmm. It came out way too quick. If they would have took their time and polished it would have been a whole lot better.
So who released it and who's
Bandai was the publisher.
But who developed it?
You know what? I don't remember. Who was that? Hang on, I can tell you real quick probably. Bandai, but I don't see the. I don't see the developer's name on here. Why didn't they put a developer's name on there? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Nah.
Game stinks, okay.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, I think even with the co-op, if you had somebody to play with, it'd still be bad. But other than that, I've been playing a lot of Guacamelee on the Vita. That's a pretty cool game.
Yeah, isn't that $20 on PSN or 10?
It's 15. If you'd bought it
for PlayStation Plus.
Well, if you'd bought it the week it came out, it was like $8 for PlayStation Plus. But that was like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but it's a pretty cool game because it's cross buy, so you get it on
Vita and
PlayStation. Yeah. So.
I heard good things about it from several of my friends, and you mentioned it a couple of times. I think I want to get it, but maybe I'll wait a little bit.
Yeah, it'll probably be on sale again, I'm sure. Or it wouldn't surprise me if it'll eventually end up as a PlayStation Plus perk game.
Yeah.
Down the road, but it's definitely worth worth a play, and it's got two player co-op, but it's not online. It's same screen.
Oh, okay, that's still cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I hadn't tried it out yet, but it looks cool. You're a woman luchador. You got a guy luchador and a woman luchador. You play co-op, which is
that's cool. Does the woman play differently, like in Shank, where the chick Shank 2 or the chick and the dude both play differently?
I don't know because, like I say, where I haven't tried to haven't done the co-op, I'm not real sure if they play differently or not. I don't know. That's a good question. And I haven't.
I think the co-op's drop in, drop out too.
Yeah, it is. It is. Ooh. But yeah, that's about all I've been doing here, just catching up on backlog games finally. So,
you know, eventually you're gonna have to clean that backlog. You're gonna take, you know, your 9,300 PS3 game collection and, you know, and draw the line in the sand.
Yeah, eventually, because that's what I was looking at today. I was like, man, I had a coupon for where I renew my my magazine at GameStop and for buy two get one free. So I ended up getting Disgaea 3 and 4 and Record of the Argus War. And I'm like, I don't know.
When are you going to play those?
I'll never play them.
What's funny is, the guys at GameStop, We can talk about this later. But the guys at GameStop, you know, they're always like, well, you know, don't you want to buy anything coming out in the future? What about all these RPGs? And I look at them and go, I don't have the time to play role-playing games. No. I really don't, honestly.
I got to stick
to action games for the most part because 10 to 20 hours is what I have. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather spend 20, 10, I mean, unless it's the Fallout series.
Right.
Sorry. That's why I can never probably play Skyrim unless I take a month-long vacation.
Well, you know, it's like I started playing Ni No Kuni, and it's a great game. I love it, but I just don't have 40 hours to finish it. You know,
yeah.
You sit and try to put 40 hours when you can only play maybe a couple hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll take you forever to finish it. So, and I've also been playing Injustice, Gods Among Us. I finished the story of that game Friday night. It took about 6 hours, I guess.
And did you play the Mortal Kombat game too when it came out last year?
A little bit, two years ago. I don't remember how long ago it was.
I love that game. That game's awesome. Yeah, so I would probably like Injustice. So.
Yeah, Injustice is really good. The story is just flipping fantastic. It is really cool.
Have you tried online yet?
No, I have not tried the online yet. Haven't tried the online
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, so. I'm sure I will. I'm terrible at fighting games these days. You know, I used to 10 years ago Street Fighter, 10, 15 years ago Street Fighter 3 and stuff. I used to be pretty good at that, but I'm not. I can't pull off those combo things anymore.
And they have like the challenge tower and they have, like, you can unlock stuff. That's pretty cool. And there's lots of, I was listening to the Keg Cast, and they're talking, there's lots of cool hidden references for, like, comic book fans and the backgrounds and appearances and things like that. So.
Yeah, there are. There's,
I hear Aquaman's overpowered.
Oh, Aquaman has the coolest, they're not finishing moves, they're super moves that you can do once you build up enough. His is
That's
just
the shark, right?
Yeah, his has a shark. He just sticks his thing and it holds him up, and the shark eats him. It's so cool. That one and the Superman one's pretty cool because Superman will just hit them and they'll fly all the way up to like the moon and he'll come down and hit them and slam them in the ground.
I played the demo and I like the way it felt, so I would consider it. You know, my ideal price for that game is 25 or less. Yeah. You got a pretty good deal though.
Yeah, Toys R Us has it on sale this week for 35, and the Walmart had, if you bought the game, it comes bundled with the Mortal Kombat versus DC Greatest Hits game. And I got them to price match it today for 35. So,
did you have to go find a manager or anything, or just walked up to the video game section and said, "Hey, I want Injustice. Here's the ad."
I walked up to the video game guy in the electronics department, and he could have price matched it, but it was, I think they have a mount limit that they're allowed to do. So he ended up having to call a manager, but the manager just looked at the ad. I had to print an ad with me because we got the Sunday paper anyway.
I'm getting the Sunday paper. I'm gonna have to find a copy of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it. I think they'll even do it if you have the ad pulled up on your phone, but we just happened to stop and get a paper that had it in it, so I'm like, well, what the heck, you know, save me a trip to Toys R Us. So, and you get another game out of it. So, but what was funny about it is in the bundle, the Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe is sealed. The Injustice game is not sealed, and it does not have a barcode on the back of it. So when you break the blister pack, you know, if you want to return it, you could not return the most expensive game on there, which is pretty smart on Walmart's part. I got to give them that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a pretty fun game.
It looks like Injustice is $35 at Toys R Us's site. So I bet if I just queued that up on my phone and went to Walmart, that'd be pretty cool. I know Best Buy recently changed their price matching policies, and I hear it's getting nasty. They're getting picky.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Every time I've ever went there, I've never had an issue having to match it though. So, but I haven't done it since, I think, when Dead Space 4 came out was the last time, or Dead Space 3.
Dead Space 3?
Yeah, 4. Listen to me. Yeah,
most of the time, Most of the time, when I go buy something at Best Buy, it's on sale anyway. It's some game. I have to, like, dig up the ad on my phone anyway because most of the staff doesn't know it's on sale.
Right.
It's not supposed to ring up as 40. It's supposed to ring up as 10. You know, 10 minutes later, oh, well, okay. It's like, really?
Yeah, really. But yeah, I mean, it's the for $35, it's a good game, so
yeah,
it's worth checking out. Because I don't know how the online is because I haven't even got on it yet. But you know, there's the little Star Industries storylines, and there's like 250 of those, and then you've got the Challenge Tower like in Mortal Kombat, and then you have each of them have their own little story thing to unlock. So you have each one of those. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to do in it. So, for $35, I mean, what the heck?
You'll get a lot. I loved Mortal Kombat. I got, I got the money out of it easily.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, let's move right along and get into some of the news that has been going on the past couple of weeks, some of the things that we thought was interesting. One of the things that came out, Nintendo was shutting down some of the Wii channels.
Yep.
I thought that was kind of strange, but it doesn't surprise me. But it's normal stuff like the news, Everybody Votes channel, the Mii contest channel.
Some of the stuff that's not used very much.
Yeah, the weather thing, stuff like that.
About.
Yeah,
nobody cares. Oh, no, cares shut about. Down Netflix. Ah!
Yeah, could you imagine if they shut down Netflix on that? Holy fright. That would be a mess. One of the things that I did not put in the news thing, I guess you probably read, though, where Nintendo was not going to have their normal big E3 press conference this year.
Nope.
They're just having a small press only, select members of the press only meeting, and then they're having at another location at the same time. They're having a small, I think it's a retailers meeting or something like mm-hmm. that, but it's very, very low key, which is kind of sad, to be honest with you. You know, with the Xbox and the PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4 coming out this year. You know, you'd think that Nintendo would try to have something big to try to take a little bit of the luster away from Microsoft and Sony this year. But it seems like they're just kind of going, well, we're going to let them do their thing, and we're just going to kind of quietly sit over here and do ours.
We're going to hang out. We're going to have our own thing. I mean, that's something we could mention later on the show, is talk about the release list for the Wii U for the rest of the year. Looking a little shallow.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. But yeah, like you say, we can talk about that a little later in the show. Let's see. One of the things that came out a couple weeks ago that I was very excited to hear was a Flashback HD remake coming out mm-hmm. for PSN and Xbox Live later this year.
That's a fun game. I played that on Genesis, I think.
Yep. I still have my copy of it over here somewhere. I love that
game. You still
have
a Genesis?
Mm-hmm. I do, actually. I've got two. I've got the old fat style, and then I've got a small one.
Like the 3?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 3 is the little one. What you need is a CDX. That's what you need. Sega CD and Genesis combined.
Yeah.
And small enough you could take it along as a portable CD player.
Yes.
Good luck finding one of those for less than, like, $50, though.
Yeah, sometimes you can get them on the high side.
I think they had Flashback on Sega CD as well, right?
You know what? I don't remember if they did.
I think they do.
Not.
Here, let me check.
I was going to say,
I think they did. It's a fun game. It was very different for that time.
It was, and it was very hard. I remember, you know, the puzzles and stuff were very difficult. You know, when we first played it. But a buddy of mine just absolutely loved it as much as I did. We sat and played that for hours and hours and hours. Let's see.
No, there was a sequel actually, Fade to Black, that was released on PC and PlayStation 1.
Hmm.
On game. Ugh. PlayStation 1.
I don't even remember that. That's weird. There's a picture of it. Sure enough.
It came out for DOS, Genesis, Super Nintendo, 3DO, MS-DOS CD, Apple Macintosh, Atari Jaguar, FM Towns. Ugh, wow. It was dumped for everything.
Yes, it was. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it'll be cool. It looks, you know, the little trailer that they showed, it looked really cool. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it does look cool. I think, you know, this is not a Kickstarter, right?
No, it's not. It's actually Ubisoft is bringing it out.
It looks fun. It'll be cool.
Yeah, it will be. And it's coming out right at the 20th anniversary of the game, too. So, and it's using the Unreal Engine, which is kind of nice, and it goes 2D and 3D. So maybe there'll be a Vita version out for it. That would be cool.
That'd be cool. Or maybe you can buy it and cross-play.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I love the cross-play stuff for the Vita. But
I know you love the cross-buy as well.
Mm-hmm. To me, that's the deal. That's the deal and a half there.
That is pretty good. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of classic games coming out, being remade, Legend of Zelda, Oracles of Ages, and Oracles of Seasons is going to be on the
3DS. Those are made by Capcom, right? Originally? Yes,
they were. Originally,
they're one of the first non-Nintendo Zelda games,
yeah.
And they're pretty to get them for a Game Boy Color. I think they're about $20 to $30 a piece.
Yeah, they're
more
still
if
up
one
there.
Complete.
Yeah,
but it's cool that it's coming. You had to have both games to get the endings too.
Right. Yeah. You had to have both of them to complete to get the full completion of it. Yeah.
Yeah. One plays one's action, one's puzzle. You can trade stuff. You have two different versions.
Right.
That's cool. That's coming out. I mean, that makes it cheaper. Once again, another way to get it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Would I buy a 3DS for that? Maybe. Mm-hmm.
I've still got mine. I haven't played it in forever, so it may give me an excuse to brush it out, but who am I kidding? The game that's going to make me want to brush it out is Shin Megami Tenichi 4 Special Edition. That's coming out in July, I think it is. I think it's July 14th, if I remember right.
Yeah, not me.
Oh, man. See, and I have...
I've never really played any of those games.
This is the first Shin Megami since Nocturne that's actually a numbered story of the original Shin Megami series. All the other ones, the Persona games, the Devil Survivor games, those are all just offshoots. Yeah. They're not actually the original. And they're actually coming out... the first batch of them for the pre-orders will actually be a special limited edition. It's $50. It comes with a starter strategy guide / art book. It comes with a CD music collection. It's from all the Shin Megamis. It's not just this game. And then, of course, it comes with the game as well. And Atlas is saying it's going to be very, very, very limited edition, that if you don't pre-order it, you won't get the limited edition, because everything after that that comes out is just the game, and that's it. So, So that's the game that I am most excited for this July, or June, or is it July? I don't even remember now. See, now I'm going to have to look. I can't remember
June,
what it's
July.
It's July 16th. July 16th is when it's coming out, so. Big fan of the Shin Megami games. Takes me forever to finish them, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got time.
Oh, yeah, nothing but time. Let's see, what else was going on? Horror of the Orient Team. I don't know, did you remember them talking about that game? That's the team that did L.A. Noire.
Okay.
That did that, and the creator.
I thought that game sold well.
Well, it did, but... it wasn't Rockstar that was bringing out Horror of the Orient. It was Warner Brothers Interactive. But Team Bandai is the one that was doing it. And they actually shut down, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I guess now? Which is kind of sad, because what little bit of the Horror of the Orient game I had seen, it looked really cool. It used the facial recognition technology like L.A. Noire did. And, you know, it looked like it was a very, very story-driven game, which, you know, really surprised me that it got canceled. So,
yeah.
Too bad. Maybe somebody someday will pick it up, maybe on next-gen systems. But
yeah, who knows?
Yeah. You know, I hate to see that team with what they've went through in the past couple years, you know, the whole fiasco they had with L.A. Noire, and then turn around and try to get a new game out and end up getting shut down. So,
oh, yeah. But
who knows? We may see it again.
Yeah, some other news recently. Batman Arkham Origins and Blackgate have been both dated. Blackgate will be the game for 3DS, Vita, and Origins will be for the consoles. Right. And Rocksteady is not producing
them. No, they are not. It is, I think it's just Warner Brothers Interactive, isn't it? It's not actually. Yeah,
they're going to be good. They look fun. I mean.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Both of them
do. It'll be good like the last game, which means which kind of makes me want to go out and buy the Arkham City Game of the Year edition. I finished it, did most of the side missions, but eventually.
Well, I have a copy of it on Steam. I got it on sale at Christmas time
something. So. It plays so much better on the consoles.
I don't know. It looks really good on the PC, and I use my Xbox 360 controller anyway, so eventually I'll sit down and play through it again, probably right before this one comes out. So, but yeah, it looks really cool. I'm excited to see that the Vita version's coming out, which is, it kind of looks like a... almost like a Mario-style game, or a Metroid-style game. It's kind of a side-scrolling action adventure.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of some of the stuff we've seen out the last couple of years for PSN and Xbox Live. It'll be good. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be real cool.
Another great way to play it on the Vita.
Yeah, and I wonder if there'll be some kind of, not cross-save game-wise, but I wonder if you have the Vita version and you have the Origins on PS3, if there'll be some kind of unlock thing if you connect them, you know, like there was with Assassin's Creed 3 and the Assassin's Creed 3 for the Vita, the Liberation ones.
Oh, yeah. Sort of the cross-play, et cetera, sort of cross-references.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll probably do something. In this day and age, they always do, so that way they can get you to buy both of them. So if you have both systems, which it doesn't matter, I will anyway, probably eventually. But I don't know if it's coming out. They haven't said if it's coming out on next-gen consoles yet, since it's kind of right there where everybody's expecting PlayStation 4 and the next Xbox to come out. So
yeah,
that's what's going to be interesting, at least for me anyway. You know, depending on if I get a new console when they launch or not. So. Yeah. What system I'll play things on. So, but we finally got a release date Microsoft announcement date for the next gen Xbox, May 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on a Tuesday. That's kind of weird, because where Sony did theirs like prime time on a Monday, here Microsoft's doing it at a Monday or Tuesday morning, which I'll probably be working somewhere when that's going on.
You've been trying to watch on your phone. Come on, where is
it? Yeah, really. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully maybe I can be home in time, because it'll broadcast on Xbox.com, Xbox Live, and it will also be on Spike TV. So, if you're somewhere where you can get cable, you can watch it actually live on television. So, and a lot of speculations started flying this week when the announcement came out. One of the websites supposedly outed the tentative release date, the price of the console, all the goods on it, if it's true. But what they reported was that, let's see, it was the veteran tech blogger Paul, I don't know how you say his name, Thurrott, Thurrott. Let's see, it's entertainment. There's not going to be two different models of it like there originally was rumored to be. There's only going to be one. It'll be the full version of the system. The always online thing is true, but they haven't said if it's going to be, if it has to be online all the time, or if only certain games require to be connected online all the time. So, I look at it that way, and that doesn't bother me at all anyway, because usually my systems are always connected to the wireless anyway, so what difference does it make if the game has to be connected to the internet, unless I have a internet outage or something? That's going to be the only thing that would stop me from playing it, so it seems kind of silly. Okay, here it is. This is what I was looking for. Microsoft will initially offer two pricing models for the console, a standalone version at $499 and a $299 version that requires a two-year Xbox Live Gold commitment and the expected price of $10 a month. And it will launch early November 2013. Backwards compatibility. Once again, noted that Microsoft will also deliver a third generation 360 console that will be significantly less expensive than the current models.
They want to make it affordable for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Rumored that Windows 8 could power the Xbox. It's on the base core version. It's a base core version of Windows 8.
Okay. If it's like a base core version, maybe
What does that mean?
That could be like the Dreamcast was run off Windows CE, so it could be something like that, or maybe it's just like I don't know, bare bones or something. I don't know. It
seems weird.
I don't know.
Apparently, they're not going to call it like the Xbox whatever. It's just going to be called Xbox. It's not going to be Xbox 360 2 or 720 or Xbox whatever. It's just going, they're just kind of taking the Apple perspective and saying we're just going to call it the Xbox, and then the next one will be Xbox 2 and the next one will be Xbox 3, and that makes sense. I mean, Xbox is a known brand name now, so you can kind of get away with just having the Xbox thing on it. So and of course this is all rumors, none of it's been said to be true or anything like that, but apparently it's going to have game capture like the PlayStation 4, where you can...
Okay, it's like a capture session.
Right, you can capture it.
Share it with your friends, maybe.
Upload it to Ustream or Facebook. Nice. Stuff like that. they're going to have what they call cross achievements. Mm-hmm. And what it is they're changing the way that you get achievements in the game. Like, let's say the example they used on the video on IGN was like, let's say that in the new Halo game, they see that people online are not using a certain weapon. So they can immediately just patch the game and put in a new achievement that says, if you use the weapon, this weapon that nobody's using, and you get 25 kills on it, you get an achievement. So that way they can kind of on the fly say, well, we can change the way you play, you know, immediately. But what's cool is one of the other things, like let's say you get Assassin's Creed whatever for the next Xbox, and there's an achievement in there for killing, I don't know, 100 bad guys in the game. And, you know, you never get that achievement. But if you buy, like, Far Cry 5 or whatever the next one is, Far Cry 4, that comes out on the next gen, that achievement will actually carry over. And
interesting. So it's like cross-game achievements.
Yes, cross-game achievements. So you can actually, you know, it would be like killing 100 characters in any Ubisoft game. So you could maybe kill 20 here and go over to this game and kill some and go over to this game. And then, you know, that would kind of persuade you to buy more Ubisoft games or buy more whoever games, you know. So
yeah, that is kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, that is a different strategy.
I think so. I mean, what I hear, you know, one of the rumors anyway, it seems like it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's about what PlayStation 4 has. But what I had heard, and I can't find it now online, is that the press conference... Oh, I know where it is. The one of the interviews that on IGN that they did when they first announced the May 21st thing, that they're not going to have a lot of gameplay footage.
Okay.
They're going to do more pushing of entertainment for the system.
Right.
And I'm like, Sony came out with PlayStation 4 news, and they were so game oriented, the gamer, the developer, the core.
Yeah.
And Microsoft seems to be going in the totally opposite direction. We want it to have TV, we want it to be movies.
Oh, the media.
Yeah, so, you know, what I wonder is if they're going to have something, if this could be the downfall of the Xbox. You know, maybe PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4 comes back and puts Sony on top again. Because, you know, everything that I read and see about the PlayStation 4, game developers really like it, that it's very easy to program for. It's very gamer, you know, oriented. And, you know, I wonder if going more entertainment-oriented for Xbox might kind of turn off a lot of developers and gamers, for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age where we have so many things that can get Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Videos, whatever it's called, Amazon Prime and HBO Go, do we really need something that like the next Xbox to be something that records television, and, you know, I can get a subscription to DirecTV or something stupid through? Do I really need that?
They want you to they want to be in control in your living room.
Right.
They want to have every, they want to be the sole entertainment option.
Right.
It's like, yeah. You know, and, well, and whatever.
I can see,
no big deal.
Well, and some people, that's a, you know, that's a, maybe that's something they're looking for. Me, no, I just want something that plays games. You know, and maybe that's where PlayStation 4 might become my console of choice this next generation. Who knows? Or maybe I'll just stick with the PC.
It does everything.
Yeah, it does.
And
more. Everything and more. And plays things that my Nintendo don't. Oh, wait.
Oh,
that was wrong. But boy, they're really pushing the Nintendo deals. Who was it? Was it Best Buy this week had a
like
a $20 or $50 gift card or something, and you got the Nintendo, that whatever that one game is called, that comes with the more expensive version. You get it for free with just the basic version and stuff. And I don't know what is. I have not looked ahead to see what games are coming out this summer for the Wii U.
It's not that great. Let me tell you, it is very, very slim.
Mm.
I mean, there's, well, even the next couple months. Let's see, what do we got there. I know for sure that Deus Ex Human Revolution is coming out for the Wii U.
Yeah, that looked pretty cool.
And that's that. And, but, you know, most of us have already played that on another console. We got... there's not really too much else coming out. I mean, the summer, Resident Evil Revelations, Fast and Furious, but all those are hitting other consoles.
Right.
Game & Wario and Mario Party 10, that's in June. But after that, there's not really... Everything else is multi-platform.
Yeah, or stuff that's come out a long time ago.
I heard that... at least right around the holidays, we'll see the new Super Mario Galaxy.
If they were smart, that's what they do. New Super Mario, new Zelda, something. When the new next-gen consoles come out, something to try to lure people away. Maybe a nice sale. Maybe a system price cut. Maybe drop it $50 or something like that.
Who knows?
They got to do something. I was walking through, Target or Walmart today, and that section is so small for the Wii U, and it didn't look like anything had come out. DC or Injustice came out, but everything else was just kind of like, man, that stuff came out a while ago.
It's sad, unfortunately. I mean, the best thing, if you have the Wii U now, is to... Get all those Wii games you never played because they're getting cheap and do it that way, or maybe look at the Virtual Console and the few releases they're staggering out. Might be good to pick up a few classic games there.
Right,
but just Nintendo just hasn't come out with that AAA mind blowing I need it game yet.
Well, I mean, let's see, the next Wii U game that comes out is Revelations, Fast and the Furious, Lego Batman 2. Oh my gosh. How long has that been out on everything else?
It's been a while. Pikmin 3.
Yeah, Pikmin 3 will be out in August. I mean, that might be the big one. But you know, most of it's stuff that's came out 6 months to a year ago on other systems. I mean, Injustice came out, and then the next game is not until May. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just a slow start. I mean, I gotta give them a little benefit of the doubt and say they'll figure it out. But I think, hopefully, maybe this generation they learned a lesson about it. They need a couple AAA games right away to smooth consoles.
Yeah, they really do.
You know, get people hooked.
Yeah, I mean, Monster Hunter is a great game, but it's not a console seller. It's just not a console seller.
What? It's not.
I don't think so. I mean,
I'm with you.
And I love me some Monster Hunter. I really do. But you know, when it came out, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll buy it. Never mind. Nah, forget it. I don't need to spend $350 on a system just to play one game. You'd ask my buddy. He has a Wii U. I wonder how long it's been since he actually played something on it. I'll have to ask him. They did do a software update, was it last week, that brought the Virtual Console game so you can actually pay... what is it, $1 or $2 or whatever to get your Virtual Console games transferred over?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's crazy too. They ought to just let you do it for free, but that's another story, another rant for another day. Let's see, new releases coming out next week.
You still have to rebuy them. Sorry, I had to say that.
Yes, you do. You still have to rebuy them. That's just, I'm like, what? Especially with all the ones that I have on my Wii, which I haven't turned my Wii on in probably almost a year. I wonder if it'll even come on.
Makes a grinding noise. What is that noise? Oh, nothing. It's the disk drive going out. Oh, well, you can stream Netflix anyway.
Yeah, really. Oh, well. I want to stream Netflix in high definition. Let me turn on my PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean, don't really have too much else going on. GameStop's pre-order. They seem to be pretty pushy these days. I don't know. Maybe it's just the GameStop I normally go to. But those guys need to cancel the Dead Island pre-order I had. Pushing. So I finally pre-ordered Last of Us.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a good game, and that'll be a good game for summer because summers are crummy.
Yeah, I have that one on pre-order at GameStop. I have the Shin Megami on pre-order at GameStop. I guess I went ahead and pre-ordered Battlefield. Where you get the first expansion pack for free. So I thought, well, I know I'm gonna get it, but I don't know what system I'm gonna get it on. But I went ahead and put $5 down on it.
Only $5. Yep. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. That's right. Last of Us, I'm looking forward to it. So,
yeah, that's going to be a fun game.
But let's see, next week, or this week, actually, Deadly Premonitions, the director's cut's coming out on PlayStation 3.
That was a, was an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah,
right?
And it kind of stunk. This one's supposed to be better, but I've been early reviews that are coming in. It's kind of mixed. It's kind of meh, maybe.
Now, are you going to get like DLC and stuff, or is it going to be sort of like, hey?
Well, yeah. You know what? I don't remember what all. I know it has like updated graphics. It has they adjusted the graphics on it a little bit. They added a few more levels. Let's see exactly what they did to it, because I don't remember now off the top of my head. While I'm looking, that's another game. I ended up picking up Defiance. I had some games to trade in, and ended up finding a used copy of it at GameStop, and by the time I traded in, I only paid like $13 for it. It's not that bad of a game. Graphics are a little crummy, but, you know, I can understand that with, you know, having so many people online at one time. But so far, what little bit of I've had time to play, it's not really that bad. It's kind of like Mass Effect and Gears of War. And it's open world. You're just kind of running around doing quest to quest. It's kind of like an MMO. I mean, it's kind of fun.
It has a tie-in with the TV show, right?
Yeah, some kind of tie-in with it. I don't know. I haven't. I've got a couple of the first two episodes of the show on my DVR, and I just haven't watched them yet. I just don't. It's hard for me to sit down and watch something unless it's something me and the wife watch. You know, if I just don't sit down.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find it super, super cheap, go for it. I mean, I wouldn't pay more than $20 for it. I definitely wouldn't pay $60 for it, and there's no way. But it does, I will tell you this, it does require 10 gigs of download. So on the
nice. Wow.
So it's a lot. But there's hardly any load times. It runs smooth. I didn't have any issues on the server with it. The setup was kind of hard to figure out right off the bat, but after a while, it wasn't that bad. I was kind of digging it. Something, just kind of jump in, play a couple hours of, jump out, go do something else. You know, it's never ending anyway, so with it being an MMO, they never end. So, but let's see. Back to what we were talking about. Got way off the subject there. Deadly Premonition has new scenarios from the game director, high-definition graphics, reworked control system, and downloadable content is what it says. So, it's $40. Might be all right. I don't know.
Maybe I'll wait till the price comes down. But, I tried to play the demo, or maybe it was the beta, but I kept getting like errors all the time trying to connect. So,
yeah. But, so Deadly Premonition's coming out, and Soul Sacrifice is coming out for the Vita. I actually have that game on order from Amazon, so I'm hoping to get it next week. The demo is out on the PSN store right now, and whatever you do in the demo, it carries over to the main game. So it's actually nice. It's a pretty cool game. It's very different. It's drop-in, drop-out co-op. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's very weird. It's a very, very weird game.
Let's check it out, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Check out the videos of it. It's, like I say, it's pretty interesting. I don't know if it would be a Vita buyer or not, but it's definitely different. I'll say that. Very, very different.
Hey, different is good.
Yeah, different's not bad. Different is not bad at all. Now, let's see. Anything else? The only thing that I had left was the May releases for frickin' PlayStation Plus in Europe. My
yes,
gosh.
Europe always gets the good stuff. They're getting Hitman Absolution.
Mm-hmm. And that's why...
What do we get? We get nothing.
We don't get nothing. But I haven't seen what comes out next month. Have they announced what comes out next month yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let's see if I can...
I was going to say, let me look here on the PlayStation blog. That's usually the place to go. I don't know if they've announced it yet or not. There's that Beyond game. That game looks pretty cool. Let's see. Dust 514 deploys May 14th. Anybody that wants to play Tomb Raider, it's $30 on PSN right now. That ends tonight. That is a good game. No, they have not announced next month's PSN games, but the EU... And this is why I set up a EU PlayStation Plus account, because holy fright, just what's coming out on it is so much better. You know, let's see. I know it's Hitman. It's I forget what else there is on it. There was a ton of stuff. Like, this week you could get Thomas Was Alone on the EU PlayStation Plus for free.
What's that?
That's the new indie game that came out this week in America. I have not played it yet. I downloaded it, but I have not played it yet. There's been a lot of talk about it, but it looks kind of weird to me, so I don't know if I would buy it anyway, but it's a cross-buy. It's a PlayStation Vita and a PlayStation 3, which it's got real good reviews, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out. There's a demo of it up for on the American PSN stores.
Cool.
But yeah, I just, the stuff that they get in UK just blows my mind. To be able to get Hitman and golly, I can't remember what else it is. I'm trying to find it here on the site.
They've got, I think they got Batman Arkham City for free too.
Mm-hmm. They got that like in November, October.
They got a lot of good games.
I don't know. Right now, if you join, make an EU PlayStation Plus, you get Dead or Alive 5, Lords of the North, Akami HD, and then you get the Thomas whatever game for free, and there's another Vita game you get for free.
Not too shabby.
Virtues of Last, I can't even say that. Oh, here we go. PlayStation May update. I couldn't get my link to work. It's not there anymore, so I had to find a new one. Hitman Absolution. Catherine from...
really?
Yes, Catherine from Atlas, which is a fantastic game. It is a cool puzzle game.
It is a good game.
That Malicious game, which you got free over here anyway. Sin Moria for the Vita. Which is an excellent game. I have it. I bought it on the Christmas or Thanksgiving sale, one or the other. And Velocity Ultra for May. Ultra HD. But, I mean, geez, just Hitman alone. Hitman and Catherine, yeah. That's just amazing.
Yep, we get the short end of the stick again. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Who knows if things will ever change?
I don't know. It's very strange, though. I don't understand why they get better deals in the UK. Of course, I don't understand why Iron Man opened up this weekend in the UK and didn't open up in America, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really have anything else. Just to remind everybody out there, hey, it's garage sale season time.
Oh, yeah.
You can find good deals. I did pick up a N64, no power brick hookups controller, a couple games for $7.
How much can you...
Same guy had a regular Nintendo 2 controllers hookups.
Oh, you said there was a story with that.
Oh, not very interesting story. It was just, saw a garage sale on Craigslist that had a couple different gaming things, went to it, and I was looking, I saw the Nintendo, and I saw, oh, two controllers, $35. Then I looked it over the Nintendo, and I was like, okay, it doesn't have a power brick, but it has everything else. They want $5. N64 for $5 or regular Nintendo for $35?
Wow, even $35 for a regular Nintendo, that's a little high.
Yeah.
Unless it's like mint.
Yeah, you either get people around here on Craigslist, garage sales in general around here that don't know what they're selling and it's really cheap, or they got the guy that wants the eBay price. It's like, no, you're having a garage sale, dude.
Exactly. How much does it cost to get a power brick for the N64?
I already got one, $7.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
There's a local mom and pop store that I don't go to very much because I'll plug them on the show. They're called Sunken Treasures. Uh-huh. And they're over by where I live. They have a lot of old retro stuff. That's great. But they don't do a very good job of watching the prices falling for the new stuff. So, for example, guess how much Dead Souls is there?
Probably.
It's like $35.
I was going to say probably $50 in it.
Yeah, so, but for retro stuff, it's not too bad. Yeah, Earthbound is expensive there, but who knows. But other common stuff, right. Pretty cheap. They have Dreamcast controllers and VMUs for a couple bucks a piece. Right. They usually have AV and power supplies, and they do decent trade-in value. So, oftentimes, if I can't sell the cheap DS, GBA stuff, PS2 I'll go dump a big lot there and use the store credit. They did give me pretty good. I didn't have an Xbox at the time to test Steel Battalion.
Uh-huh.
I had both games and Steel Battalion set up. I didn't have an Xbox to test it. So I knew online I could probably get $200, $250, yeah. But I took it there and they gave me a They said, we'll give you 100 in cash. No, 75 in cash or 125 in store credit.
Wow, that's not so bad.
I'll take the store credit. I mean,
heck yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit less, and I picked up some other Dreamcast stuff and a few other rare things I needed. So that I was like, okay, you know, I'm willing to give these guys a shot. And they have a nice store, and they have a arcade in the back, and they always have tournaments, yeah. And they sell other stuff.
Sounds like Edward McKay's Used Books and More down here. They have a...
Sweet. It's used books.
Yes.
Has video games. Yep. But he doesn't know anything about video games, so they're really cheap.
Well,
right?
Sometimes. Sometimes the video games are way too expensive. They know what they have, and they're asking above eBay price for it. But, I mean, it's a huge store now. I mean, they have pretty much... They moved into a old car lot, an old car dealership. Nice. Then they have knocked down the wall and taken over the garage and filled it. I mean, it's huge. Wow. I haven't been there since they've updated it, but yeah. It got so big that some of the guys who... do the video game prices and trade-ins open up their own store that's an off-branch of it, and they have like a little arcade unit there where you can play all kinds of old arcade games and pinball games, but they also have tons of classic retro video games you could buy.
Yeah, because you're around here limited to GameStop.
Right.
GameStop. Mm-hmm. We got the Target, Walmart. We got Hastings, which is a chain out of like the Midwest. I think we talked about this before. I don't think you guys have Hastings.
No, we
over
don't.
There,
we
right?
don't have Hastings. Over.
Yeah, there's some in the Midwest, some in the South. Like, and by South I mean Texas.
Right.
Yeah. That's about it. I mean, there's not a lot of variety. So there's this little mom and pop store, and there's another little mom and pop store that I go to sometimes. So
we used to have a.
One of Half Price Books. That's what
a mom and pop store. It was called Play. What was it called? Shoot, it was
used to have Game Crazy, but now Game.
Yeah,
Crazy
it was called Game something or another. I can't remember what it is. When we first moved down here 10 years ago, they had it. I'd seen it. It was a mom and pop place, but they're no longer around anymore. They had several chains. They had several stores in the area, but they don't have any more. What was that place called? I can't remember now. My mind's
yeah,
blank.
Unfortunately, if you live in like a bigger like Seattle, they had a couple of really cool give video game retro stores, yeah. And they're always at PAX, and it's cool to see them. So when I go to visit my in-laws, sometimes I try to squeeze over.
I figure Raleigh down here.
Portland's got some cool stores too. My parents live down there, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, I think
some cool retro stores.
I think Raleigh has a couple good mom and pop video game stores. Of course, you know you've got Insomniac down here. They have an office in Raleigh. Are in Durham. Mm-hmm. Of course, Epic Games is out of Raleigh, or out of Cary, and Red Storm Games is out of Cary too. So when you got a
nice.
You got a couple game developers down here, there's usually one or two real hotbed places where you can go get old retro games at. So
cool.
Yeah, but
so yep. You got anything else?
No.
You want to wrap stuff
yeah,
up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I think okay. We had a good time. Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody how to get a hold of us and about okay. Their Dreamcast VMU mod. They got to go talk to this guy. So
oh yeah, you haven't? Did you? You didn't send that away yet? Did
no,
you?
No, with everything going on with the. With the dog, we finally got her medicine, and it's like $100 and some a month. So
holy monkey!
Yeah, so it's like it's been put on the back burner for a little while, unfortunately.
That's okay. You'll get it done eventually, and then you tell me how awesome
yeah,
it is, and then I'll get it.
Exactly.
So you can check out the site at gamingoutsiders.com. You can email us at gamingoutsiderspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. The show is at GO_podcast. The site is at Gaming Outsiders. John is at JCMeadows94. I'm Eric. I'm at Cube00. And that's about all I got.
Yeah, and be sure, you know, if you're interested in that, the VGA mods or some of the other mods that they have, Justin Capizella, he is a really good modder. He has a couple YouTube pages up with some of the videos that he's done. Email him at leetuser, that's LEETUSER @gmail.com. He will send you a price list and let you know what he can do and how much he can do it for. I got to get mine to him. I want to so bad, but yeah, it's going to be a little while before I do it, but that's okay. Got to take care of family first. So
yeah, pets and family usually come
yeah,
first.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be time for that. My setup that I have for my Dreamcast with VGA is okay right now, so it'll work. So, all right. Well, if we've got nothing else to talk about this week, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you have a good week. Hopefully, you know, next week or two when we come back, Polly will be here, and you know, hopefully he'll be free again. I know he's got to work. Got to make that money, that's for sure. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you all next time.
Yep. See you. Have a good night.